So tell me, what were your thoughts when you heard that the government is suggesting limiting the amount of nicotine allowed in cigarettes?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a nice stepping stone towards helping make New Zealand smoke-free. And one of the biggest problems with nicotine is it's actually not harmful by itself. It's at the effect of the addictive property that it has, and then also smoking and inhaling it into the lungs, which is actually what causes most of the problem, is inhaling the smoke, or if you're doing vaping, that also that all the chemicals that are going into the lungs, because the lungs are really designed to have air and nothing but clean air in them.
That's fascinating. What other effect does nicotine have on the body?
So nicotine, the main problem is it's highly addictive, and it's as addictive as heroin. So it's very, very hard to stop smoking or stop even using nicotine. So some people will stop smoking and they'll change to using gum or change to vaping, which is what I see in clinic. And they think that they've changed the problem, but actually they're still having the nicotine on a regular basis. And the reason that they have it is it gives you that euphoric high, is because it helps release dopamine. So when you have that reward from having it, you feel calm, you feel relaxed, you get that feel good vibe, and then you can want to keep having that same experience. And that's why you have it over and over and over again.
So reducing the amount of nicotine in a cigarette, does that really make a difference, or does it still feed that craving, that addiction?
It'll still feed the craving, and it'll be interesting to see whether people will smoke more. If it's got less nicotine in, maybe they're going to smoke more, which is going to cause actually more lung cancer. So there's kind of like two sides to it. And I think the main issue that needs to be addressing is actually reducing the use of nicotine in general. And that includes the use of vaping, which is a new thing. And actually looking at the research, there's actually not very much conclusive evidence of the effect that it has on our health, except they do know that it can cause severe lung disease, and that's becoming more and more common. And also my main concern with the vaping is with teenagers using it, because the nicotine affects brain development. And that's when usually people, especially teenagers, they're experimenting, they're trying it, and they're more likely to become addicted to nicotine if they start as a teenager. And that becomes a major problem. And that's actually where we really need to capture it there, is stopping the nicotine addiction through teenagers. And that will help sort of the problem in New Zealand with smoking and nicotine use.
Yeah, I'm not up with necessarily my vaping oils and things, but I'm curious to know, can you vape something that doesn't have nicotine in it?
You can, but anything that's going into the lungs is going to cause problems. We shouldn't be putting things other than air into the lungs.
No good choice there. But possibly a good step in reducing levels of nicotine in cigarettes.
A step ahead.
Thank you so much, Erin. Good to talk to you.